every Wednesday at around this time, we're going to feature a new feature here on the morning show, Meet the Expert, which will be sponsored by the Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. And today's expert is Jermaine Alexander. I couldn't wait to talk to Jermaine because as someone who back in his youth was a personal trainer and is still a physical fitness nut, I love talking about this stuff. And Jermaine's on the other end of our line. As I mentioned, he's a personal trainer and the fitness manager for the Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Jermaine, how are you?
How you doing this morning, Tony?
I'm doing very well, Jermaine, but I tell you what, the topic today, I think I am suffering from it because a few months ago, I really got back into getting in the gym almost every day, and last week, I had a hard week, and I think I overextended myself, got a sore elbow and a sore neck, so talking about overtraining, I think is apropos. What is overtraining from your perspective?
Well, overtraining, the technical term, is just an accumulation of training or non-training stress resulting in long-term decrease in performance. So basically what that means is that, you know, your muscles recover at different rates. Like, for instance, your large muscle groups will take about 4 to 6 days to recover, and smaller muscle groups anywhere from 3 to 5 days to recover. And if you continually stressing those muscles over an extended period of time, which we call them cycles, like 6 weeks, 12-week cycles, if you're not giving your body a chance to rest in between those cycles or tapering your workouts off, it'll usually lead to overtraining.
And I must emphasize, as someone who was a member of the Michigan Athletic Club, which is now operated by Sparrow, the folks that you have as personal trainers, most of them, if not all of them, have bachelor's degrees with a focus on knowing the body and training the body.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And that's one of the things that we always talk about, and we have meetings on Mondays, and then we go through the practical portion of it. But how do we adjust people's workouts to accommodate the stress that we're going to be placing on it? And when do we have a rest period or a taper period within their macro cycle or their entire workout program in order to keep them being successful with their workouts?
Now we know why people overtrain. Sometimes it's something that we didn't focus. We're feeling good and we push a little bit harder. Sometimes we're trying to get caught up. We've been trying to get lean and mean for the summer. We're going to try and get it done before the holiday. What are the symptoms?
One of the most common symptoms that we'll see is chronic muscle soreness. And I don't mean the muscle soreness that you get after your workout. You know, after you had your big workout last week and you got a little bit sore after that muscle soreness that's common post-exercise muscle soreness. I mean a chronic muscle soreness where the body actually aches and we'll find see where people don't sleep well at night. They're very irritable, and then they'll start to lose weight and strength. Those are the most common signs of a person that's going through an overtraining state, and at that point they need to take some time off or even taper their workouts out.
All right. To prevent this, you just talked about backing off a bit, maybe easing up on the workouts. What I need to know is how can we speed up the recuperation of this?
Well, it's no method to that. You know, your body recovers at the rate that it, just based on what muscle groups you train. You can back your intensity off, and then that will speed up a little bit recovery. The more intense you train, the more stress you're going to place on the muscles. But one of the things that, you know, I encourage, fitness enthusiasts or even, you know, athletes to do to prevent overtraining is to make sure that, you know, first sit down with a fitness professional. It's almost if you was going on an extravagant vacation, you sit with a travel agent. And the same thing, because the travel agent can kind of like direct you in a way that you want to go based on the information you give them. And the same thing with fitness. When, you know, athletes or non-athletes are sitting down, they need to sit down with a professional and then get their training program mapped out, whether it's a 6-week training program, a 12-week training program. That way, when they get to, you know, that 6 weeks, they can kind of like reassess their progress and make sure that they're not going into an overtraining state. And then another thing is making sure that the the nutrition supports the weight training or the training program that you're about to delve in. But those are two of my main tips, because overtraining leads to injury. So, Tony, back off. It leads to injury.
And, you know, above all, you've told us what we need to do as far as having an expert and making sure we eat well, but we need to know our body and know how much we can push it, when to back off.
Absolutely. Your body talks to you. So pain is usually a visor that something is not working or something is wrong. So absolutely, listen to your bodies.
All right, Jermaine, for people who want more information about the Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club, what do they do?
You can just probably look us up on the internet, and our website is www.themac.org. Or you can give us a call at our main line, which is area code 517-364-8888. And we have a lot of things going on over at the Michigan Athletic Club. We have wellness coaching going on over there. We have a lot of camps running. We got everything going on. So we encourage people to come out, come visit us, come talk to me. I'll sit down with you, and we'll map that program up for you.
And Jermaine Alexander, personal trainer and fitness manager for the Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. He's our Meet the Expert this morning. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Hey, keep working, too.